begin phase one, you get some treats. That's right. It's time to go shopping. Episode 6. Welcome to the workbook. You will need an awesome notebook, pencils, pens, or whatever you like. Did you just ask me if you could type your workbook on the computer? Like I'm going to tell you no. Do what suits you best. Personally, I like handwriting because as soon as I finish the exercise, I get to shred those pages, and I love the sound a shredder makes when it cuts up trash. Suit yourself. Next, you're going to buy some two-handed activities. I like coloring books. I have some of the most beautiful new coloring books with colored pencils, pens, and crayons. Have a ball. A catcher's mitt and a softball are fine as well. I worked with a young man once who took up model airplane building. Legos, hell, I don't care if it's Lincoln Logs, manicure sets, build a ship in a bottle, whatever it takes two hands to do. Next, find a way to get a blank canvas. If you can't afford to go to the art store and buy a new canvas, go to the secondhand store, dollar store, or somewhere and find a cheap canvas with a picture already painted on it, and then paint over that with your white paint. Voila, you got it. Next, go to the store, on or offline, and get the paint colors you like. Acrylics or oils, I don't care. Just get the colors that represent your personal taste and emotions. Get some paint brushes and a palette knife. Now, find some stuff to stick on it, like sequins, buttons, pieces of fabric from your old uniform, I don't care. Just little bits of meaningful stuff. Put it in a little box and set it aside. Now think of something you'd really like to have. It does not have to be a car. It can be something new, like new flip-flops, a trip to the hairdresser for a new do, a pretty shirt, a video game, hammer, I don't care. Find that item on or offline and put it on layaway. For those of you who are too young, layaway means finding something you want and paying it off in installments before you actually get it. Now buy a box of drinking straws, whatever color you like. Plastic probably is best. I don't care. I liked red straws. My red straws were the exact same dimension as my cigarettes, and they were the exact same length as my cigarettes, and I really liked those red straws. And get some sugar-free mints, whatever kind you like. Just get a ton of them. Have them in your pocket, your car, your purse, your backpack. Have containers or baggies or tins of mints everywhere you are. Get about 100 gallons of water. Have water with you everywhere at all times. Now, the workbook is organized in 6 phases, and each phase consists of fun activities. I know not all of them are fun, but the outcome is somewhat... Okay, no more pep talk. Phase 1 is awareness. Phase 2, may the force be with you. Phase 3, give me a break. Phase 4, into action. Phase 5, free at last. And phase 6, the first day of the rest of my life. Now, the foundation of this program is the straw cha-cha. I'd like to tell you what that's all about. You know how the cha-cha goes. 1, 2, cha-cha-cha. Right, yeah? Okay, so you take your straws and you cut them to the exact length of the cigarettes that you smoke and get you some mints. Chew the mints and suck on the straws as a replacement for cigarettes. When? That's going to vary just a little bit. Now, just keep in mind, I'm going to add right here, I smoked straws and mints after I quit for longer than a month. I thought surely people would point and stare, but to my surprise, I discovered that folks are so busy with the affairs of their own lives that they didn't even notice me. Actually, that kind of offended me because it's all about me. Why wouldn't people notice that I'm sitting there with a red straw in my mouth? Well, that's another story. So follow these directions to the letter, and it's going to be much easier as you go along. At first, it will be smoke a cigarette, chew a mint, suck on a straw, cigarette, cigarette, cigarette. Later, the cigarettes will become fewer, and the straw mint combo will take over. Yeah? Awesome. Time for phase 1 in the next episode. Let's do this. Quit Smoking Podcast is a product of Rodeo Productions. Performed and written by Debbie Hall. Directed and produced by James Pierce of Selected Frequencies.